A number of Mefarshim, including the Beis Halevi, wonder why there is a unique emphasis on Mahadrin when it comes to the laws of Chanukah, even more so than we have in any other mitzvah. After we know all, we know when it comes to the Neros Chanukah, we have the basic mitzvah, we have Mahadrin, and then we even have something completely unique known as Mahadrin and Minimahadrin, a third level. Why do we have that unique emphasis on Mahadrin, specifically in the area of Neros Chanukah? The Beis Halevi himself, in order to answer this question, asks a second question, which is, why did we have to rely on a miracle to begin with? Why did we have to rely on that single jar of oil lasting 8 days? The Chashmonaim could have had a much more pragmatic solution, which would have obviated the necessity of a miracle. The assumption that the oil would only last for 1 day was based on a combination of factors, the amount of oil in the jar, but also the thickness of the wicks and how much oil would be consumed per day. However, says the Beis Halevi, they would have had a very easy solution. They could have shaved down the wicks to an eighth of their usual thickness, and then the very single jug of oil that they had would naturally have lasted for 8 days, because only a fraction of that oil would have been consumed by the much thinner wicks each day. If they had just done that, they would have had a much weaker, schwacher, as we would say, lighting, but the menorah would have remained lit for all 8 days without the necessity of a miracle. So Beis Halevi, that's exactly the point. The Jewish people culminated their heroic victory in rebellion against the Greeks. They did not want to rely on a bitty evid lighting. Rather, they dafka wanted to rely on the most beautiful and mahadrin and hidur, beautiful lighting. And therefore, as a result, to commemorate their focus on wanting to fulfill the mitzvah in the most beautiful way, we also have an extra emphasis on beauty and hidur in Chanukah for all generations. My Rabbi Rosenzweig loves to expand on this idea, that the metaphor being that the mitzvah of Chanukah candles represents maximalist Judaism. Very often we tend to look for the easiest way out. We're loyal, we don't want to do anything wrong, but we want the most minimal obligation. Chanukah and the entire rebellion of the Chashmonaim, culminating in the miracle of the Chanukah candles, is all about the exact opposite mentality. We love Hashem, we want to do as much as we can. It's a spirit of religious aspiration and maximalism. The Chashmonaim did not want to settle even on technically something that would have been sufficient if it would have been anything less than the most ideal, beautiful way of doing the mitzvahs. Similarly, for all generations, the mitzvah of Chanukah candles highlights our aspiration to beautify the mitzvahs, to do it on the best way possible, hopefully serving it as inspiration and a metaphor for all of our religious practice to be done in the most maximal and idealistic way as possible.